Hot Country 103.5. Joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, Alessia Cole.
Hello.
Thank you for coming back. This is your third visit.
Yes, it is. And thank you so much for having me back.
Anytime in the new digs here in Dartmouth. We're going to get a song right out of the gates. What do you want to play for us?
Let's play the single. We'll play Tell You.
All right.
Did he tell you when you first met how he wanted to get to know your smile? Did he tell you as he sipped beer that he'd been here, but it had been a while? Did he tell you that night, oh, how your eyes shine like the stars? Next thing you know, you let yourself go, get wrapped in his arms. Did he tell you that he loves you? Did he say that you're the only one? Did he tell you that he needs you? Like a devil with a silver tongue, did he whisper sweet nothings, making you love him, calling you baby? Did he tell you about me? Did he tell you about his hometown, about his home team, and the time they once stayed? Did he tell you about his old band and their big plans to go all the way? Did he turn on the charm, say you got his heart, make you believe it? Oh, sweep you off your feet till you're in so deep you couldn't see it. Did he tell you that he loves you? Did he say that you're the only one? Did he tell you that he needs you? Like a devil with a silver tongue, did he whisper sweet nothings, making you love him, calling you baby? Did he tell you about me? Did he say that you're the only one? Did he tell you that he needs you? Yeah. Like a devil with a silver tongue, did he whisper sweet nothings, making you love him, calling you baby? Did he tell you about me? Oh, did he tell you?
Heck. Your new tune, Tell You, you wrote that with Jason Blaine. Yeah. What was it like working with Jason?
He is just such a cool dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't say enough good things about him. Him, and he's such a family man, so, like, listening to him talk about his love for his wife and kids is, like, the cutest thing.
And doesn't he have, like, a bazillion children,
too? There's, like,
too?
12 of them. No, there's four, and they're so cute.
Yeah.
But this was our first time writing, so I'm, like, nervous as heck walking into that writer's room, and I'm like, well, this could either be great or this is going to be a complete disaster and we're just going to crash and burn, but either way it's fine because I can say I wrote with Jason Blaine, so it's fine. But no, he was so patient with ideas, and you know, we sat there for the first like solid hour of the writing session because, you know, we're getting to know each other. We're just like chatting and kind of figuring out each other's style and stories and kind of what we wanted to write about. And we were talking about dating, which, again, he's been with his wife since high school. He has no idea about the dating world these days. Like, he has some idea from, I guess, what people tell him, but, like, doesn't have any experience, you know, personal experience. So we're talking about dating and, you know, the lovely online dating world and all the apps and whatever. And I'm telling him this story of my friend. I mean, it kind of happened to me, but mostly about my friend who was dating a dude who had a girlfriend already.
Ooh.
And I'm like, ugh. He's like, that's so awful. I was like, I know. And we just kept coming back to that idea.
Yeah.
And so that's, we're like, we need to, this needs to be the song we write.
And this, you said something similar happened to you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about it.
We'll leave that alone. Because I believe last time you were in, you referred to yourself as single AF.
Oh, I'm still the most single human on the planet. It's like, it's fine.
It's probably better that way.
I mean,
from what I hear, dating, Tinder and all this, it's
honestly my least favorite
thing.
I'm such a hope. I say I'm a hopeful romantic.
Hopeful romantic.
You know?
Okay.
I love love.
Yeah.
And that may sound super cheesy and I don't care because I love love.
Yeah.
And like weddings and just like all of that. I love it. I eat it up. So I like to think I'm hopeful. But these dating apps make it so difficult to remain hopeful.
Are you on Tinder or anything like that?
I mean, yeah. Not Tinder. Tinder just makes me sad. Like, it's like, this is not okay.
Okay.
The way some, humans interact with other humans is like not okay.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I'm on and I'll swipe for like 5 minutes. I'm like, I'm bored. Okay. And then I, put the phone down and I'm like, then. It takes me like a month to go back on my phone.
No, with these dating apps, cheesy pickup lines and everything.
God.
What is one you remember that just burned in your brain that somebody sent you?
Well, there's one that I'm thinking of that I can't say because it's very inappropriate.
That's okay.
No, I don't think so. Just like, I can't say it.
Okay.
I can't say it on the air. I'll tell you, when mics are off.
Okay.
But just like, I'm not big on pickup lines. Mm-hmm. Just like talk to me. I'm a normal human being. Just like talk to me normal, please and thank you. But like I love to travel and I obviously love music. So people, I guess, pick up on that in my profile because it's all of my pictures. I'm somewhere different in the world. So that's cool when they talk to me about like, where's your favorite place you've traveled to? Like, that's fine. Yeah. That's legit. But when you're being super inappropriate right off the bat and I haven't even said hello yet, like, that's an issue.
I've heard that's what it's really come to now.
It's become just like a hookup app as opposed to a dating app, which that's sad in our culture these days.
Yeah, really is.
It's sad.
Yeah. So we're going to get another tune from you.
Cool.
And then I have a surprise for you.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So what do you want to play for us now?
We'll play a new tune that hasn't even been recorded.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's called Silver Screen Classic.
Alessi Cole in the Hot Country 103.5 studio.